As I told you last week, I'd like to prepare an Amid a day so that we can finish Til Chaf Beis. Let's learn. I don't know. I doubt whether all of you have finished the Amid by now, but let's learn it together. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. In Begapa Yavai, Begapa Yetze. The Torah says regarding in evidence three. In Begapa Yavai, Begapa Yetze. We teach it. Begufa Yichnas, Begufa Yetze. He goes in with his body. He goes out with his body. The Gemara will say what that means. It sounds very much the same. So the Gemara explains what the drashas are. My begufay nichnas begufay yaitse. Why do the chachamim say? They say it goes in with his body, goes out with his body. There's a halacha that an eved kenani goes out with shein v'ayin. Rashi Evarim. Shein V'ayin means if the Adai knocks out his tooth or knocks out his eye or knocks out any one of the 24 Rashi Evarim, Eved Kenani goes free. So this pasuk is telling you that that's only true about an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri, how do you see from the pasuk? Begufa Nichnas, Begufa Yetze. That's so clear, I guess. Whatever, he goes out with the body that he has, he goes out with the body he has. Whatever he is, that's the way he goes out. But gufa yetze, maybe not with us. Part of his guf. What?
I'm saying it teaches the opposite.
The what?
It goes in with the body, yes, it goes out with
the body. Same body. If it would be the same body, then we'd be the opposite. Well, if it's the gufa yetze, it has to be his whole guf. He doesn't go out with Rashi Yavar. It has to be Yitzia for the whole guf. So it's not the same body. It says two times begapai. So begufa, whatever gufa he has in the beginning is nichnas. Whatever gufa he has at the end is yaitze. Okay. Why do I need a pasuk for? Why would I think he goes out with Rashi Yavarim? Who needs a pasuk that if the Torah doesn't say he goes out, so maybe he doesn't go out. Why do I need a pasuk that he? Or does he have to make a drasha that? Where is the drasha? Eved Ivri does not go out with Rashi Yavarim. Eved Ivri does not go out with Shein V'ayin. What do I need a pasuk for? Of course he doesn't go out. The Torah doesn't say he goes out, so maybe he doesn't go out.
What?
Let's see Taptaisis. Taisis, the Taptaisis, says the Saka Daitach Loigorami Evakanani Shaini Yaitza Bishesh Yaival Giran Kesav Evides Abbas. That the Lahaki Yaitza Brashevar. What is Tais saying? Tais seems to say a Kabachaim. Tais is saying that I would say it's a Kabachaim. Madach Evakanani, who doesn't go out with Shesh Yaival Giran Kesav Evides Abbas. And he does go out with Rashevarim. So Eved Ivri, who goes out with Shei Sheivel and Giroin Katzef, he certainly should go out with Rosh Eivar. So it would have been a Kavachaymer. The Ramban and Al Tayra says the same thing as Taisis. To have it mean is he would go out with a Kavachaymer.
You don't mean the
Kavachaymer.
Why?
Because
you have that.
You made a Kavachaymer
earlier.
Good question. I'm not sure. That'll be even a better question in a minute. In 1 second. L'chayit is a problem with the Taisis. What's Taisis saying? I would have said a Kavachayit. Madach and Eved Kenani goes out with Shem V'ayin. Certainly, an Eved Ivri goes out with Shem V'ayin for Kavachayit. Right, you all know Shem V'ayin. It's not like Sheish. It's not Yitzhi like Sheish and Yaival. Shem V'ayin is an Einish. We have a rule, ain't einshin menadin. We don't give einshin from a kavachayma. So, how are you going to make a kavachayma? Madach, if you knock out the tooth of your eved kenani, he goes free, and he doesn't go out with sheish and yaiva. So certainly, if you can knock out the tooth of your eved ivri, so certainly he should go free, because he does go out with sheish and yaiva, the kavachayma. But Shem V'ayin is not a typical yitzia. Shem V'ayin is an einish. So an einish for knocking out his tooth or his eye. So and we have a rule that ain't on shim and adin. So being that we have such a rule that ain't on shim and adin, so how could there be a half a meaningful in this out of a kavah chaimer? Or it's very shvar on Taisus. And the Kli Chemda, he suggests a teretz, which is a chap, which Rav Meir Don Plotsky was famous for having a chap, which seems to be very stark. Listen to what he says. We earlier in the year spoke about why ain't einchim and adin. Why from the kavah chaimer don't give einchim? Ever remember why ain't einchim and adin? The kavah chaimer is one of the things that are in the drashas ben. Why is it that we don't give einchim from a kavah chaimer? Shalom, what you say? So we had two hesberim, but one hesber we had was because the kavah chaimer adam don meyatzma. It's a svara. A person is down the kavah chaimer himself. Maybe tomorrow you'll think of a way to disprove it. So since maybe tomorrow you'll think of a way to disprove it, so we can't give einshim from a kavah chaimer. We could do from a kavah chaimer. We could say certain things that are aser. Later on, it'll come out it was not okay. See, made a mistake. But einshim, we don't give einshim from a kavah chaimer because since kavah chaimer is not a messiah, it's adam don kavah chaimer mi'atzmai. Every person could do his own kavah chaimer. Maybe tomorrow someone will say something else, Yechiyach, to disprove a Kavah Chaimer. Since someone will be able to disprove a Kavah Chaimer, so therefore, ain't einchim in adin. That was one of the hezberim we had. That's the hezber he's working with. That ain't einchim in adin is because maybe there's a perch. Melech, as he says, when do we say ain't einchim in adin? If there's a Kavah Chaimer that says, I have to pay you, so ain't einchim in adin from a kavah chaimer, I don't have to pay you. It's a safik. Every kavah chaimer is only a safik. It's not a vada. So ain't einchim in adin. But by an eved ivri is a muzik in himself. The eved ivri, the adin knocks out the eved ivri's tooth. So the eved ivri says, I want to go free with a kavah chaimer. So the adin says, no, ain't einchim in adin. So the eved ivri will say, what do you mean ain't einchim in adin? We have a kavah chaimer that says I should go free. Normally we don't give einshim from a kavah chaimer because we say it's just only a suffix. If it's a good kavah chaimer, maybe it'll be disproved. So that's good when you have to pay money because of a kavah chaimer. We say don't pay. It's a suffix. But by eved going free, with the eved ivri is a muzik in himself. The eved ivri could say, look, I have a kavah chaimer. You're saying it's only a suffix. Maybe it's not a kavah chaimer. But I'm a muzik in myself. So from a kavah chaimer, I'm going to go free. You're going to say ain't einchim in adin because maybe there's a pircha. If there'll be a pircha, it's a safik. Calls about and have a kavah chaimer. I want to go free. So b'meila, the ain't einchim in adin won't apply where the person who's supposed to be paid is actually a muzik in itself by the case of Evan. So therefore, ain't einchim in adin. In this case, we would be einchim in adin. In this case, is different.
Why can't the boss say he doesn't want to release?
He doesn't want. He doesn't have to release him. He's a muzik ba'atzmai. He'll say, "I'm muzik in myself. Goodbye. I'm going home." He'll say, "You have to work." He'll say, "I have a kavah chaimer." So tell him, "But maybe there's a pircha." So David will say, "When you have a pircha, you give me a call and I'll come back." Because now we have no pircha. It's a good. Sounds like a good kavah chaimer. I'm free. He's a muzik ba'atzmai. According to this, he could keep it, yeah. That's what he's saying. He's saying that. He knows you really creates a self. He talks, he could keep it. You mean the Dina Yisr Shabbai? Or it could be Taka Dina Yisr. You can't force him. It's a suffix. It still won't work. In the meantime, it won't work. We'll wait till Sheish, till we'll have Dina Yisr Shabbai go off. It'll be a suffix. But, so you need a pasuk. The pasuk tells us, no. In Bekapa Yavei, Bekapa Yei, say that it's a vadai that he doesn't go out. That's the hezmer. So hold off a minute, because we're going to have a kash on this. Let's see the next slide. Omalei Abayi. You want to learn out Shedi Yitzah Barash Shevara from the Pasuk Begufa Yaveh Begufa Yitzah Amalei Abaya Ahu Malei Seitzik Tzeisah Avodim Nafka. There's a different Pasuk. Malei Seitzik Tzeisah Avodim. That's by Amav Riyah in the beginning of Mishpatim. So she doesn't go out like an Eved Kenani goes out. And we learn from there she doesn't go out Barash Shevarim. So you already have a Pasuk. Malei Seitzik Tzeisah Avodim. And for the Gemara, Ima Hasam Ava Mina Nesav Leidim May Ein Eved Nefik. Now I would have touched Lo Seitek Tzei Savadim means not like an Eved Kenani who goes free and doesn't get paid, but an Am Ivri or an Eved Ivri, they go free and they do get paid. Kamash Malan B'Gufayav B'Gufayet say both. So it comes out we have two Psukim to tell you that there's no Rashi Yavar by a Jew. We have the Pasuk of B'Gufayav B'Gufayet say, and we have the Pasuk of Lo Seitek Tzei Savadim. Now, by Lo Seitek Tzeis Avadim, again, what's the Havamina on Amav Riyah does go out with Rosh Eivarim? Again, the Havamina would have been the same Kavachayim, right? Kavachayim from Eved Kenani, right? Everything the same. I would have a Havamina to learn out from Eved Kenani, then Amav Riyah goes out with Rosh Eivarim. Kamash Malan, the Pasuk, that she doesn't go out with Rosh Eivarim. So if I'll ask you a Kasha here, by Amav Riyah, I'll ask you the same Kasha again. Lo Seitek Tzeis Avadim. What's the Havamina Amav Riyah goes out? Kavachayim. I'll ask you, Eidai Shemin Adin. How could I think Amav Riyah goes out, Rashi Evarim? Ay, Eidai Shemin Adin. So what are you going to answer me? Answer me. So you would answer me the same tarot, that she's a Muzik in herself, right? The same tarot that Klichemda said on Evan Evri, you'll say on Amav Riyah, she's a Muzik in herself. So maybe she's Zeich in herself, so maybe she goes free herself. So the Klichemda here you can't say it. Because here she's a Ketana. A Ketana is not a Muzik Ba'atzmai. The Gemara says that if you have an Eved Kenani of a Ger, and the Ger dies, the Eved Kenani cotton can't be Muzik Ba'atzmai. Because he's a cotton. A cotton and Ketana can't be Muzik Ba'atzmai. They can't grab. They can't be Kaibita themselves. Mimela, he has to cash out himself. He says, my Terence is not a good Terence. I said, because he's a Muzik Ba'atzmai, Misafik. And he doesn't have to work. He could be kind of himself for free, Misafik, to go free. But you can't say that by Amav Riyah. She's a Ketana. And Eved Kenani
is a Gadol. And here's Ketana, so maybe he can't tell.
But maybe Kavachayim from Eved Kenani.
Right.
Well, I say Eved Kenani goes out for Rashi Yavarim.
But it's not a Gadol.
Eved Kenani. We don't have Kenani yet, but Eved Kenani could be a cotton also. No. Eved Kenani was a baby, he's also Eved Kenani. So Eved Kenani could be a cotton too. And Pashtus, he does not have a Rashi Yavar, even a cotton. What? So that could be. Maybe the father will be a Mosek in her. And the father, if you hold that is Michael Shifchus after Shifchus, so the L'chayr we could resurrect the Tarot. So say that the father. I think he himself says it like Tertavarov. Unless he'll say that the father will be Mazik and Harmis Safik. But then again, it's a problem. Eino Jimin Adin, how is. He's not Machoyevsi mapped into the father. So the father's going to grab her body. We'll have to know how that works. But maybe. What?
She's Kiana, she'll be
Makabal herself. For her father, because the Rosh's rule, you mean that a person can be zeichah for himself, a ketana of l'tevis atzma, make a kinyan l'tevis atzma. That's what you mean? Yeah. Tremendous. Maybe. So maybe we have a way to make the teretz a good teretz. The thing is, at the end, he says that this whole teretz does not follow. We learned once, many times, about knas. That you're not chayav a knas until Bez and Paskin's a knas. There's no chayav a knas unless Bez and Paskin's a knas. Right? We had the story of, was it Gamliel, who knocked out the tooth of Tevi Avdai. He was thrilled. He always wanted to free Tevi. He was an Aveira. He can't free him. He had this Eved he wanted to free. And his whole life he was wishing he could free. He can't free him. I don't want him to have either. And one day, by mistake, he knocked out his tooth. So Galil was so happy that he went running to Bezdin. He told Bezdin, you know, I just knocked out Tevi's tooth and he's going to be free, Baruch Hashem. So Rabbi Shua told him, made up knas is potter, you just made up a knas and he's not going to go free. The Harugam Leal made such a mistake, I don't know. And the Rabbi Shalom Eder, Rabbi Yeshua, was pulled there, the one that always got into fights with Rabbi Shalom Leal, right? Rabbi Shalom Leal always got into fights. So Rabbi Yeshua had to tell him, made up a knas potter. So, a knas, you're not chayv the knas until Bez and Paskin's the knas. So, Lamaisa, he has charata from this whole Teretz. To say that the Eved will be Masik in himself, Rosh Eivarim, without a Pesach Bezdin, Mesafik, Beknas, it doesn't work. You can't say it's a Safik, I'll be Masik in myself. Without a Pesach Bezdin, there's no Chiyuv Beknas. And Mamela, his whole first Kasha comes back, the Kasha, the what's the Hava Mimi, he goes up, Rosh Eivarim, Taisa says a Kabbal Chaymer, I ain't Oichim and Adin. So the original Kasha comes back, and he's stumped. He doesn't have a Teretz. What's the Hava mean? He goes, Abra Shevarim, Einoi Shemin Adin.
Is it a Knas or is it
an Einoi? It's a Knas. The Gemara considers it a Knas. You see from that Gemara that it's a Knas.
So why would we apply
it? Einoi Shemin Adin applies to Knas. Yeah. Pashtus.
Why would we say that an
Eved
Mosek
himself? He sold himself to the Eved. He's Mosek in his body. It's a Suffolk if he's free.
Why is Mosek in his body? He sold himself to the other.
Well, every Amitzel Chavei, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is we don't know now if he's Shel Ha'azav or not, so we leave it where it is. So where's the leaving it where it is?
Well, by
inevitable.
What? Last week, the other
Mosek
sold himself to the other. The other
Mosek brought us last week. But that's not Amitzel Chavei, because by Amitzel Chavei, someone grabbed, so we let him keep it. Even though last we knew before the Suffolk, it was the other person. Tfisa helps. So yes, the Tfisa helps. So you see, the pshat is we just don't do it. We leave things the way they are. It's not that we go but Chazaka where it was yesterday. So we leave things where they are. He's in the Spatzman. The Bahag counts Loisetik Tseisavadim as a lav. That you're not allowed to free her. So it could be he taka was bothered that what do I really need the pasuk for? Got to be some chiddush. So he learns that it's a lav. Lo say to excess of I was also to free a brashever. But that's the yachid the bahag. So helps for the bahag. It doesn't help for taisus. So we're stuck here lechayru with a kasha. Maybe we'll yet find someone who asks it, but we're stuck with a kasha. So the gemara vayta. The blessed with Yaakov Eber Yechidi Nichtes Yechidi Yaitzei. That's the second bit of the brisa. Ma Yechidi Yaitzei. Amar Nachem Bar Yitzchak Hachi Karmen. Yesh lai isha ubanim, rabbi moisel lai shifcha kananis. Ein lai isha ubanim, ein rabbi moisel lai shifcha kananis. It depends. If, when he got went in to being an Eved, he had a wife and children, then rabbi moisel lai shifcha kananis, then he can get a shifcha kananis. If ein lai isha ubanim, ein rabbi, what does that mean? If he has no isha ubanim, ein rabbi moisel lai shifcha kananis, what do those words mean? Types, anybody? Ain Rabbi Moshe Shifcha Kananis? Can't give him a Shifcha. That's the way some Rishonim touch. Ain Rabbi Moshe Shifcha Kananis, the Rabbin cannot give him a Shifcha. The Ritva touches, Ain Rabbi Moshe Shifcha Kananis means the Rabbin can't force him to take a Shifcha. But if he wants, then if he does it voluntarily, then he could take a Shifcha. Lashon Rambam is not mashma that way. Lashon Rambam is mashma. Ein Rabbi Shmoisel Lo Shifcha means the Adayin. Ein Rabbi means he can't. There's no way he can marry a Shifcha. And the Lashon of the Ritva says clearly that he could. What? So really on Yudal and Amid Bey, in the beginning of the Sugya. That's what you mean. Yeah, we spoke about this in the beginning of the Sugya. We had the Meicher Atzmai. Ein Rabbi Shmoisel Lo Shifcha Knanis. Someone who sells himself, Ein Rabbi Moshe Lo Shifcha Kananis, a similar machlokes. The Rambam said, Ein Rabbi, you can't give him a Shifcha. And the Ritva said, Ein Rabbi Moshe Lo means he can't force him to take a Shifcha, but if he wants a Shifcha, he could have a Shifcha. What's the Ritva's Makar? It's not Pashat in the Gemara. Ein Rabbi sounds like that. The Ritva is coming to answer a kasha. We had on Yadal Rabbeinu Beis that a meicher machru bezdin nirtzak gets killed in the air. The ain meicher atzmai nirtzak. A meicher atzmai doesn't get killed. We had a kasha there. Why do I need a pasuk ozdai to be bebayit? That meicher atzmai doesn't get drilled and work piyavol. Typically, that what? That you, in order to be nirtzak, you need a hafti as ishti as banai. You need to say, I have to teach this body. If he doesn't have a shifcha and children, we don't let him be a nirtzah. So the kasha is, it's pashit that a meicher atzmai doesn't get nirtzah. Of course he doesn't get nirtzah. Why? Because he doesn't have a shifcha and banim. Because they rabbi meisalei shifcha. Which is actually Tosis kasha on the bottom of your dalet amud beis. The Ritva from that kasha is machrich that even a meicher atzmai, it says ein rabbi meisalai, ein rabbi meisalai means he can't force him, but voluntarily meisalai shuchakanas, he could give him a shuchakanas. So this is shita sa Ritva that sai meicher atzmai and sai meicher atzmai is rabbi's meisalai shuchakanas, and if he went in without a ishul banim. Yichidi Yavai, he can't force him to take, but voluntarily he could take. There's some kashas on the Ritva. First of all, what's the makar? Torah only says Shefla Kananis. By somebody who already has Yishol Banim, without they can force him. So what's the makar for this? The Ritva just says it. They need a makar. The Torah says a parish Ashkidish. A Jew normally can't marry a Shefla. So the Torah says there's a case where the Aden could force him to marry a Shifcha. That he works by day, works by night. By night, he can give him a Shifcha. If that Pasuk that he could force him is only talking by a person who's comes in with the Ishovanim, so what's the Makar for the Ritva? That there's a voluntary thing. Well, what kind of voluntary? What's the Makar for this? Mishlo Malach asked this Kasha. Under its vices, what's the makar? Where in the Torah is the makar? What? Oh, Rashi says in Moisalei Bal Karachai. So it's mashba what? Moisalei Al Karachai. Oh, very good. Rashi is talking mashba like the Ritva. Moisalei. Okay, good. True now. There's a second kasha which I spoke out on Yudalad Amid Beis, which is also the Mishnah Lamelech from Gemara and Tmura Daf Lamed. The Gemara and Tmura and Daf Lamed has a case of Esnan Zayna. Right? Remember, Esnan Zayna is if you give someone a sheep or a goat, whatever an animal, in exchange for Znos, it's also in the Beis Hamikdash. One of the cases of Esnan Zayna, the Mishnah there says. Is a case where kach teleze, take this sheep, v'tolin shifchasa etzal avdi, and tonight your shifcha kananis will live with my eved ivri. So the Gemara says esnan, the Mishnah rather, chom aimer esnan, that's esnan zayin. So the Gemara says, what esnan? Mutlach atchila, an eved ivri and a shifcha kananis, it's mutlach atchila. What kind of esnan is it? So the Gemara answers that it's talking in a case that where he came in without Yishol Banim. So ein rabbi meisalei shefcha. So in such a case, and this if this happens, that's nus, and being that it's nus, it's an esnan. So it's fresh Gemara that if he came in without Yishol Banim. And they give him a shifcha, that's nus. It's not, how could the Ritva say to mutter? Yeah. Good. So I mentioned then on your dalet amud beis, the stipler's tariff. The stipler answered that there are two demons. If he comes in with the Yishol Banim, so rabbi loisa maisalai shifcha, any shifcha in the world, even someone else's shifcha. If he came in without Yishol Banim, then you can only be Maisalai his own Shevcha. The other his own Shevcha, not someone else's Shevcha. Why should I say such a rule? That if he has Yeshua, he can get any Shevcha. And if he comes in on his own, that if he comes in without Ishobanim, then only the Adain Shevcha. So the stipulist says a Hesber. Because Mishnah Sas Schas Sachir Avad Chasheshanim. We say that he has to work for the Adain at night. So what does it mean he works for the Adain at night? Avdus at night. He said Maisalai Shevcha. So the stipler, normally, what does it mean Avdus at night? The Adin said, you better do this, and he has to listen. The Adin forced him, that's Avdus. If the Adin forces him, that's Avdus. A regular person may decide anyway to be Mizano or to marry somebody. Avdus is that you're forced. Bal-Karche. You're forced. Good. In a case where he's came in without Ishoban, he can't be forced. The other can't force him. It's only voluntarily. So how is that avotcha? How's he working for the Adai? The stipler, if he's Bayal Shifcha, where the child will belong to the Adai, so then that's a Maisa for the Adai. It's a Maisa Avdus for the Adai. But any other case, if he's Bayal someone else, that's not Avdus for the Adai. That's because he wants. Right? It's all voluntary. So he wants to bail someone else. He bails someone else. He wants to bail the shifa. That's not the ma'isa bia is not a ma'isa avdus, because he only does it if he wants. What? See, either way, in the ma'isa, either way, it's voluntary. So either way, that's not avdus. So what's the avdus? So the avdus is that he's creating. Hopefully, he's trying to create the baby eved for his other. A little bit of a problem. Even if it's someone else's shifcha, he's giving it to Laz, so the Laz also is getting paid for it. It's a bit of a tainu. What's the difference? It's even better. If he's a bayla shifcha, who knows if she'll become pregnant from this bia? And here, he's getting it to Laz. Right? Laz is not even worth it's a tainu. It's a tainu. If he's doing it to pay. All right, so Homer got the stipler. I don't think the stipler says something that would answer this.
Listen, last time that day, and he was doing any work to somebody else.
Right.
The doctor either has the right or not, and the other.
Yeah, it's true. This is what the stipler says. The question is why? Chayru, what's the difference if I'm bayil my other shifcha and the harvacha is a baby, or if I'm bayil someone else's shifcha and the harvacha is pay?
Because he's also working with somebody else. It's like someone who's like he's hiring them to have somebody else tonight. He can't do that.
But he's mighty that you could do it if he came in with Yishobanim. He's mighty you could do it to someone else's shifcha. He's only saying here, but it's the same pasuk, it's the same avatcha. I don't know. The disciple adds a knage. He says, why does the Ritvad say this? Why does he sort of bend over backwards to say he can marry it in a shifcha? He says, the Ritvad is a shitasai. We had that Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi, right? The Adin owns the Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi. What does it mean? So Pasha Gemara means Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi. You own his guf. The Ritva and Tezvav and Aleph said, Tezayin and said, what does it mean Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi? Just Kinyana Yisr. You can't own a Jew. It's only Kinyana Yisr. That was the day of the Ritva. So the stipler, the Ritva is l'shitasai. If Evan Ivri is gufay kanoi for Yisr, it can't be that in Begapa Yavei there are no Yisurim. Then Begapa Yavei is not with the B'shivcha. So how's it gufay kanoi? The Ritva shita was Evan Ivri gufay kanoi means it's kanoi for Yisr. If there is no Yisr, by a man who comes in without Yishabanim, so it's not gufay kanoi. And yet we say Evan Ivri is gufay kanoi. Al karchach, if Evan Ivri is gufay kanoi, must be that you're mutter b'shifcha. So if you say ain rabbi ma'isalai, it means you can't force him, but you're mutter b'shifcha. There are kinyanei yisr. That's the hechrich of the Ritva. Grad, if I had to say it, I would say the Ritva in, I think, simpler language. Right? If you learned asara yuchsin, you learned eved is a yuchis, no? Eved is one of the asara yuchsin. to mitzias. Eved ivri is a yichus that's mutter b'shitva. Right? Just like a mamzer is mutter in a ger. There's certain yichusin that are mutter. Am I wrong? It's not about eved ivri. It's mutter b'shitva. It's a separate gather of yichusin b'shas ma'isa. I take it back, it's not listed in the Mishnah at all. But Afal Pikein, isn't it a separate level of... I have to take back the word Yichus. A separate level of... I don't know what I'm going to call it. Of a separate category of Isurei Erva. I don't know, the word Erva is also a bad word. What do I want to call it? What?
Permanent, even the other ones.
Not permanent. Okay, it's not yuchsin. It's not listed as yuchsin. But it's a certain level. Every certain mitzvah that's mutter b'shivcha. Certain level. Everybody else is also b'shivcha. A certain level of heta b'shivcha to mitzvah that's mutter b'shivcha. That's the way I would have understood the ritvah. He is in that category that's mutter b'shivcha. Okay. But there's one piece left to this whole business. Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy is also Gufay Kanui. It's a Gemara Bava Kama, Kufya Gimel. Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy, it's also Gufay Kanui. Right? He's not a runaway. Eved Ivri Nimka La'akum is Gufay Kanui. Why don't we just say, like the Ritva, Gufay Kanui means to be Mutter Neshifcha. If we're saying now that the whole Hechrich of the Ritva was that if it's Gufay Kanui, must be he's Mutter Neshifcha. So Eved Ivri, who's kani to a guy, should also be mutter b'shivcha. That's not true. Eved Ivri, who's kani to a guy, this is not mutter b'shivcha. So Frank the Stipler, if we're going to go with this hechrich that we have, he actually the Michas Chinuch kasha he brings. The Michas Chinuch asks that if Eved Ivri is nimka a guy, is also b'shivcha. Then the kashi he brings is that if so, so what? Gufay Kani has to be mutter b'shivcha, and here it's Gufay Kani, it's not mutter b'shivcha. And for the stipler, very nice. He says an eved ivri that's sold to a guy is mutter b'shivcha. Be'etzem is mutter, but only to the adayim's shvachas, just like in Agamar, only to those shvachas that belong to his adayim. Since a guy can't own an amavriya, a shifcha kananis, in Dine Torah, a guy can't own a shifcha kananis. A guy buys a shifcha, he can own a guy as a shifcha. She's not a gayer, she's not tevil. She's not a shifcha kananis. Shifcha kananis is a shifcha that was tevil gayers. So if a guy can't own a halachadik a shifcha kananis, Zot the Stipler, when we say that an eved ivri, hanimkal a guy, is asr b'shifcha, it doesn't mean he's asr b'shifcha. It means there's no mitzias of shifcha. In Lomdis, he's mutter b'shifcha. As a matter of fact, look, the stipler, if the Adin will be Megayer, and then buy a shifcha kananis, the Adin himself will be Megayer, and the Nachinami will be mutter in her. But there's just no mitzias, there's no echetimtza of him having, just there's no echetimtza, that's why. Okay, let's go to the second half of the Yamid. Atan Rabbanan, first Nimkar b'mona v'ishbiach v'omer al Masayim minayi she'mechashon alei elamana shenema and the kesef miknasim. I don't remember if we spoke about this briefly when we talked about Kirayin Kesef. I think we touched on it. Nimkar b'mona, when the eved is sold, he's worth 100 zuz. V'ishbiach v'omer al Masayim, now he's worth 200 zuz. Minayi she'mechashon alei elamana. When he goes at Kirayin Kesef, he worked half the time. Half the mono, half the Masayim. Only mana. Shenema Mikesa Miknasai. Good. So Mikesa Miknasai says you go according to what you sold for. The reverse case. Nibkar b'Masayim v'hichsif v'amid aman. He was sold for 200. He went down in value. Now he's worth 100. You go according to his present value or his the original purchase price. Menayim shei mechashu le'el aman. We go according to present value. Tamid laimer kefishanav. So we have two opposite psukim. One pasuk he go according to what he's bought for, and one pasuk according to the present value. So one we set sign if he went up, and one if he went down. Emli yela eved anim kalakol. Hayov v'nigav v'kroivim yadi atach tayin. So since the Jew is paid to him, so he dashes the Torah to make it better for the Yid and worse for the guy. But the Uncle Yisrael and Alan, how do I know if he sold to a Yid the same deal? So what comes out? We have two psukim. One pasuk says Girayin Kesef goes according to the purchase price. One says it goes according to the present price. So Zok to Gemara, one is if his value goes down, then he gets a cheaper price, the lower price, the present price. His value goes up, he gets a cheaper price, the original price. Amar Rabbi, Haredi Kiben Azai Bishuki Tverya. It's an expression in Shas. Haredi Kiben Azai Bishuki Tverya means I can answer any question. Like Ben Azai, I can answer anything. Ask me any question you want. Whenever someone said that, usually he ended up getting pie in his face, right? Amalai, he ended up not answering. Amalai, Omer Rabban Alabai, Mechdi, Hanikrai, Yikilam Midrashay Lakula, Yikimishal Lachumra. You have one pasuk that says, Mekesef Iknasi, you go by purchase price. One says, Kifishon, if you go according to present price, my chazid, Dashin Lakula. How do you know to darshin it to be makel for the Avid? Yikimishal Lachumra, let's be machmer on the Avid and makel for the other. And he answered him, Lasakadaita. In general, we're makel by avodim. The time, ki toiv lo imach imcha b'maychel imcha b'mishte shalei teyat oichel pasnekia v'oichel paskiber ata shesi yain yashem v'shesi yain chadash ata yashen al gabei muchim v'u yashen al gabei teven. So we know you have to treat him well. The kan amru kol akayne evin ivri kayne adon la'atzmai. So we dash in things l'toyva se'evin. Maybe that's only not the cause of tzar. Holding your pidyon nachmer alay. Maybe to be pulled to pay themselves it should be machmir. Because we find another place where we generally machmir by avadim with Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. So the Gemara is asking, how do you know to darshan lekula? Like the fact in Chava Meichel darshan lechumra, like the story of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. Now the Gemara brings the whole long brisa of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. And then it'll come back to answer the original kash. So now we get sidetracked into the brisa of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. The brisa, it's really an agadat brisa. And let's see it and understand what it's coming to tell us. The Tanya, Rav Yosi Rav Chanina Aymer. Bayu re'ei kama kosha afka shel shvius. Now, the Lashon Avak, we have three mitzvahs that says Avak. Avak shvius and Avak Lashon Hara and Avak Ribbis. That's a very strange thing. Same exact Lashon, you think it means the same thing. Taisa says, what does Avak mean? Avka shal Shvius, Pirish Issachal, the Ike is the Shvius, and the Elvay is Karkat, Pirish Azuya, Masamat, and the Elvay is Seba Alma. Avak Shvius is, Avak means it's the dust of Shvius, the secondary, the main din of Shvius is you can't work. Avak is secondary, but you can't do business. Is Avak the Raisa the Rabbanon? Avak Shvius is the Raisa de Rabbanon. Taisa says, "In the Alasei, Balma, it's a say to the Raisa." So Avak Shvius is the Raisa. When the Gemara uses the expression Avak Ribbis, it's always a de Rabbanon. When we use the expression Avak Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim brings the Machloikis, it's the Raisa de Rabbanon. So it's very funny that we have three Avaks. One is Avak, which is the Raisa, one is the Rabbanon, and one is Machlaik, is the Raisa, the Rabbanon. So it's obviously not a consistent Lashon throughout. It always means Avkoshel, means the lesser Isurim of whatever it is. So, so Rabbi Yosef Rechli is coming to tell us, Kama Kosha Avkoshel Shvius. Now I assume that certainly not everybody got this far. You still have an hour and 15 minutes left to say there. So I hope you'll all cover the ground. I'd like to get into the Amud Beis tomorrow. Now this is an agadah, it's like a combination agadah, not agadah to Gemara. There's an interesting hamakna. The Gemara will say the famous memra, kibin sha'avar adam avera v'shana ba'hutra. If a person did an avera v'shana ba'hutra, he repeats it again and again, hutra lo, it becomes like a hetzer to him. We all know what that means, right? Did an avera, you do it again and again. Like what? You're talking in shul with some shuls, or like anything else? Anybody? Nobody wants to volunteer. What? Coming late to davening. Okay. Certain things you do it so many times, it's not so like a heter. The shaila is, what does that mean? If it's not so like a heter, it's better or it's worse? Let's say you have a man who's 50 years old, he grew up in a shul, they talk by davening. He went already, since he knows how to talk, he's talking by davening. Right? Talking by lady, talking by davening. So now, it's Tosh and Samach Dalet, comes Rosh Hashanah, we're paskening him up. So you have two yid. One yid was not like he had through all the years, he's talking by davening. Another yid never talked by davening, this year he's dying. Which is more chomer? Which is a Mohammedic Avera? The one with Nasa like a Heter? Or the one who's not Nasa like a Heter? Or maybe they're the same? They're quite different. So circumstantially, it's what I see. Maybe. The Hamakna talks about it here in the Gemara. First, finish up the Gemara. Ashi Taisa, it's an easy Gemara. It's Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue.